and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today is Saturday of the 31st week in Ordinary Time, and from the United States, we hear from Deborah Wilhelm, a professor of homiletics and co-author of three books on preaching, most recently, Preaching Racial Justice. Deborah lives in Fall Creek, Oregon, and her preaching today is entitled, How to Bless God.
Today's responsorial is from Psalm 145. I will praise your name forever, Lord. Every day will I bless you, and I will praise your name forever and ever. Great is the Lord, and highly to be praised. His greatness is unsearchable. I will praise your name forever, Lord. Generation after generation praises your works and proclaims your might. They speak of the splendor of your glorious majesty and tell of your wondrous works. I will praise your name forever, Lord. Let all your works give you thanks, O Lord, and let your faithful ones bless you. Let them discourse of the glory of your kingdom and speak of your might. I will praise your name forever, Lord. In November, especially during the octave of All Souls, which ends today, we remember our loved ones who've died with a month-long tree of remembrance in the church vestibule. Our school kids cover one wall with a big paper tree, and they put out paper leaves on which anyone can write the name or place a photo of the person who has died. Throughout November, this paper tree grows like a living one, filled with names and images to remind us of our history, to situate us in this moment, and to carry us forward, ourselves someday to join them, to be leaves, perhaps, on a future paper tree. Generation after generation praises your works and proclaims your might, writes the psalmist in this song of blessing and praising God. Now, we're accustomed to asking God to bless us with blessings, little blessings like a football win or the last minute cancellation of an event that we didn't really want to attend anyway, or that the gophers won't eat the pumpkin vines again, or big blessings like joy in our family lives, wisdom and peace during seasons of disunity and distress, healing for people, and healing in places where we have mistreated God's good creation. So how then do we bless God? With praise and thanks, of course, and by remembering the generations who came before, who are blessing God now and whose memory flows through our veins, yes. But also, and let's not forget this, we bless God by being a people who make God's glory and honor visible in this world, here and now, at that football game, at that dreaded event that didn't get canceled, in the garden, at the hospital, at the food bank, with the roadside cleanup crew, even with that family member you find outrageous who is right now having that exact same thought about you. Blessing the Lord today and every day forever.